You get those bugs on the moss?
Not too many, no. Then he's telling me a story about Mr. Geary. He came here. I told him that by his salesman, Mr. Roy. So you tell Mr. Geary anytime he come by one of these. So sure enough, he came by and he walked in my new store, you see. And he told me, he said, Bernard, he says, I'm glad for you. But he says, I believe you're the only one who can do that.
Yeah,
he could do that. Right? My son, in the middle of my son, I'm telling you that, Mama used to come in the store. I had a big little sink in the store, you know, to clean my, ran a little meat market there. So you had to tie him in that big sink sometimes. He was just crawling. So he would be out of the way, you know. So she would put him in that big sink, or tie him somewhere. Then it was going pretty good, you know. Made a little money, paid me some of my little debts and all. And they called me in World War II, they both. Left mom and three kids. That was bad.
How long did you serve?
I didn't serve long, but I was lucky. I didn't serve long. In other words, they had me in the box, ready to go overseas. They pulled me out and I came back.
And you were lucky?
6 months.
I had a rough life.
Well, starting at a store during the Depression, money was...
Oh, man. And I'm telling you a while ago about barn. There wasn't no such thing as barn money.
Scared.
The bank wouldn't do it. Well, Sandy Bank went out of business, you know that.
Money was...
You had to do without it. Of course, things was cheap. I mean... Food was cheap, everything was cheap, but you didn't have anything to buy it with, you see? You didn't have anything to buy it with.
Yeah, but I mean, they were burning stuff and throwing it all away.
Oh, well, that's after. You know what I was thinking about that the other day? See how stuff is high now. Oh, that maybe 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, time passes fast. They loaded ship and ship of cotton and corn and went to the ocean and dumped it in there. You heard that, and burned.
Yeah.
And see how things are today. Oh, at the bank, you couldn't borrow money.
And you stayed in that store 28 years.
I stayed in that grocery store 28 years.
Yeah,
and I mean 28 years, yeah. 7 days a week. And I made money.
Well, you tell me about what things came in. What would the, flour would come in, what, 50 pounds?
Maybe. No, in my time, you see, that was, I told you before I go, maybe you would buy flour in barrel or two, you see. Of course, that I used to buy some in barrel and some in sacks. Well,
what kind of sacks?
It was a cloth sack, 25-pound bag and 50-pound bag, in my time, too. Well, in my time, you could buy as small as 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can, well, yeah, I could buy some smaller, too, but now you can buy 2 pounds on up, and it's all in a... All packed too. Of course, it was packed in 10-pound boxes, you know, and in 25, I believe it was 24, 25-pound bags. Your rice was in 25-pound bags. You still have them.
And loose.
What did you say? You bought it.
You bought sugar loose.
Yeah,
rice
I used to
loose,
buy what
coffee
I
coffee loose, cooking oil loose, lard loose.
I used to buy cooking oil in a big
everything.
Drum. You see,
mm-hmm. Beans and
50
everything.
Pound, 55-pound drum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Customer would come and send his kid to the store with a little bottle or something. Mama wants a dime or.
The first thing we sold was 10 cents of coffee.
Yeah, I had some green coffee that time. I had some roast coffee.
Roasted
you could buy
coffee.
Roast coffee, green coffee, you know. You would buy green coffee, take it in the house and polish it your own self.
How'd they prepare it then that way?
You put that in a skillet like they do, I don't know if you ever, like they do. Put it in the stove and just stir it kind of brown as you want, you know. You could smell that thing in the evening 2 acres away. It would smell nice, good too.
You used to boil it?
No. No, that was...
That tastes brown.
That when it was big coffee, but that green coffee, you see. They tell you, I was selling green coffee, the best green coffee. You had 2-3 grains of coffee, you see. About 10 cents a pound at that time.
Everything was loose.
And sugar used to come in a big barrel. Or a 100-pound bag. I had a scoop, you know, with a paper bag. You wanted 5, 10 cents, 15 cents, whatever you want.
Yeah.